Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Yud Gimel, Chulin 13a, pagination is 25. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, Masnisin, about 12 lines up. Shechitas Oved Kochavim Nevela. The Shechita done by a non-Jew is a Nevela. That means the Shechita isn't good, and it's as if the animal just died, whatever the ramifications of that are, but it's not a kosher animal, and the source for that is v'zavachta v'achalta. Only a person who's obligated in keeping kosher can cause shechita to validate the animal as kosher. Now, the Gemara is going to delve into this topic of oved kochavim, which normally, literal translation, I should say, would mean worshipper of the stars. Or in the way we talk, we just call them idol worshippers. They're worshipping other forces besides Hashem, besides the Creator. And if that were true, the Gemara wonders, nevela in. You're telling me it's a nevela. It's a carcass. Iser hana'a lo. But there's no prohibition to benefit from it. It would seem that it should be a lot worse than just not kosher. You should not even be able to use the hide and the animal and selling it, all kinds of benefits that you could do with it if it was shecht by an idol worshipper, because he would do it for his worship, and therefore it would be forbidden. Mantana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says that even though it was shecht by an idol worshipper, it's merely a carcass, but still permitted in benefit. Amar Rav Chiya b'Rabbi Abba, on Rabbi Yechanan, d'loik Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer. D'i Rabbi Eliezer, because if it was following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, ha'amar, he says, stam machsheves ovdei kochavim la'avodas kochavim. When an idol worshipper typically does something, he does it for the idol worship. In which case, this would be prohibited in benefit. Indeed, in our time, we have the concept of stam yenum, that wine handled, poured by a non-Jew is dealt with on a very severe kashrus level, that it's no longer considered kosher, even though we can debate, as we will discuss here, whether there is some sort of religious nature to handling the wine. People will say there isn't. Nevertheless, there is a prohibition on such wine. Our loophole, of course, is mevushal, if it was cooked already. But the concept there is both a religious nature and of an intermarriage concern, that wine is not used. Our question here is, what about the Oved Kochavim regarding Shechita? So Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara outlined, takes a very specific stance that we assume he did it for idol worship. Rabbi Ami Omar Hachiktani Shechitas Oved Kochavim Nevela Hademin La'avodas Kochavim. Indeed, it depends. If it's a person who's worshipping idols, referred to as a min, so then it's indeed going to be prohibited in benefit. Let's turn over to the second side. On the first line at the end of the line, Amar Mar, we learned. Shechita Oved Kochavim Nevela. The shechita of this Oved Kochavim, which typically would be translated in a literal sense, idol worshipper, and it's only an avela. V'nechash dilma minhu, why aren't you worried that he's an avodah zara type guy? Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, ein minin be'umos ovde kochavim. We don't find idol worshippers among the nations. Says the Gemara Vaka Chazinan De'ika, we actually see that there are such people. Eima, this is what I meant, Ein rov ovdei kochavim minim. Most people of the world are not idol worshippers. Still a dramatic statement. Sovar lo ki ha de omar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba omar Rabbi Yechanan. Nochrim shebechutza la oretz lav ovdei avodas kochavim heim. The people of the diaspora, the non-Jews, are not considered idol worshippers. This is in the time of the Gemara. Ela minig avoseyen biyedeyen. If you see them doing things that seem to be idol worship, it's just the custom of their parents in their hands. They're following their rituals, but they don't really believe. To find a true idol worshipper, that would be unusual, the Gemara says. There's a cute story of Noach Weinberg was once on the plane, and the person sitting next to him started making fun of him for eating kosher. So Rav Noach Weinberg says, and what about you? What are you? What kind of religious bent do you have? And the man says, I'm an atheist. So Rav Noach Weinberg says, you know, I've been waiting to meet a real atheist. Can you explain to me the philosophy of atheism? Like, what are you based on? So the guy started, oh, but no real answer. So Rav Noach Weinberg says, you're an agnostic. You're neutral. You're not a committed atheist. I mean, to be a committed atheist, you have to have some sort of basis for what you're saying. And that's perhaps the same type of concept that the Gemara is referring to. People will observe certain rituals or approaches in life, but to be a real believer, you got to be a believer. And the Gemara says, we don't have much of that. So it's interesting, we're following a metamorphosis of sorts. In the time of Avraham Avinu, he stood his ground against the world, believed in a creator, and they did not, and they were truly idol worshippers. It was a world of idol worship. When the Jews entered the promised land, the place was full of idol worship. True worship, they believed. As time goes on, it's more of rituals, feel good, some sort of emotional, religious connection, but not real believers as time goes on, for the most part. Indeed, even in a religion, take Christianity for example, there are different levels, different approaches. We tend to just use one brush stroke for everything. But Greek Orthodox Church is not the same as Western. And Western is not the same as the religion that we're familiar with in the United States, which is far more of a universal code of morality than it is a true, deeply committed system. If you'll follow the way it's typically approached, whether the religious leaders like it that way or don't like it that way. But the word on the street, the typical, if you would see someone, like in the words of the Gemara, shechting an animal, what kind of religious bent do you have to attribute to that particular person? We're noticing a trend that's actually becoming less and less of a religious deep commitment and more of a humanistic, universal moral code. We find this brought in Shulchan Aruch as well, Simen Kuf Mem Ches, Se'if Yud Beis. Yesh Omrim, there are those that say that these entire chapters in Shulchan Aruch regarding idol worship and idol worshippers, She'en Kol Dvarim Elu Amurim Ela Be'oso Zman. It was only at their time, Avo Bezman Hazeh, but in our time, 1500s, Einam Bekiyim B'Tiv Elilim. The people that you'll meet don't really understand idols. Lefikach, and therefore, the laws change. The Rama points out, nevertheless, when we send a present, in order that the present should not be viewed as a religious gift, the suggestion is, im efshar lo, if possible, yishlach lo mi bo erev, you send it the day before, so that it's not viewed as a religious gift. Indeed, in this country, for the most part, people are able to view year-end bonus as a mutual act of goodwill rather than a particular religious gift. This plays in as well to the topic of Nittelnacht, where there was a custom that some people didn't learn Torah on the night where lots of non-Jewish religious observance was taking place. And that is questioned by other poskim, if indeed it's improper to be doing the Torah learning. We're worried that it's going to not have clarity and be deviant, and some great rabbis would play chess that night instead of learning Torah. But many say that it's enam bekiyim b'tiv elilim. They may be burning incense, and they may have all kinds of different skeletal remains in certain observances that they're paying tribute to or whatever they're doing, but they don't understand what they're doing, and they're just doing it because that's their ritual. And therefore, according to many, it doesn't have the impact and doesn't have to be treated in the way that it might have been treated in a previous generation. If we were dealing with a person who truly was worshipping idols and truly shecht an animal for the purpose of idol worship, that's discussed in Halacha in Siman Zayin, I believe it is, in Yoredeya. And indeed, in that case, it would be forbidden in benefit. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.